It is 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. Our CCO temperature is 31. And this is Farm City Day. Chuck Willigren is on the go from the Tooman Farm in Hutchinson. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Roger. Roger Erickson is also on the go from the Tooman Farm in Hutchinson.
What's
and
this right
Beverly
over here?
Foss.
Well, Beverly, what's she doing?
What lake are you from?
Lake Jenny.
Lake
near
Jenny.
Yes.
Lake Jenny, yeah.
Listen, I enjoy, we all enjoy you fellas so much. Every morning I decided to bring you some gifts and thank you for all the years you've given us this entertainment. And that terrible good morning song.
Terrible good morning. Look at this.
It's bound to wake everyone up.
The lovely cap, it says Erickson, WCCO.
And I want you to know, 8 months ago I designed this, and I thought this is the appropriate time to give it to you two fellas. I want you to know that those are the first two original cow brassieres.
Cow brassieres, that's what they are. Are they lovely? They've got lace on them.
Isn't that nice?
The beige and black I thought was really sexy.
And there are
and the black and red.
And there are four.
You bet. You bet.
Openings there.
As I mentioned earlier, we used to have some cows that only had three.
Well, pin it back.
Well.
I've never seen a cow brassiere before.
No, never. No. This is brand new. I just designed it, and I'm going into full, you know, I'm going to produce them.
I think it's a natural. Next thing, they're going to be cow slips.
You bet, and I'm coming up with cow jewelry and the whole thing.
Oh, cow jewelry?
Beautiful.
Yes, and please enjoy your caps.
Well,
thank you.
Your caps. They're beautiful. Thank
my husband made those up for you, and he was happy to do that.
Say, hang on. We're going to find out in a minute how to make egg coffee.
Okay. All righty.
Hey, it's hockey season once again. This is Mike Eaves of the Minnesota North Stars. This season, you fans in the stands can look as good as some of us guys on the ice with an official North Star stocking cap or scarf. When you bring your next roll of film to a participating retailer, just ask to have your pictures printed on Kodak paper, the one paper you can count on for a good look. Then pick up your North Star cap for just $3.50 or scarf for $4.50. Now, not all of you will look as great as some of us, but with a North Star cap or scarf, you can come pretty darn close.
Here's great financing news. Participating GM dealers are offering low 10.9% GMAC financing on new 82 GM cars and most light trucks. That's on top of the year-end bargains available from many GM dealers. Save with GMAC 10.9 annual percentage rate financing on 82 models through December 31st. Your GM dealer has details. His contribution may affect consumer cost.
With GMAC financing.
10.9%.
Later on the Boone Erickson Show, we're going to hear about Elizabeth Tooman.
No, that's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Tooman is here right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Tooman, Doug's mother, has been making the coffee. And have you been drinking the coffee?
Well,
you don't drink coffee.
I'm sorry you asked. No, I don't drink coffee.
And it takes me back to my childhood. That's egg coffee.
What a memory. What a memory, folks.
As soon as I drank it, I said, egg coffee, right, Elizabeth?
Right.
I didn't know anybody did that anymore.
Oh, yes. I've always done that.
How do you do that?
I guess I spoiled the boys. That's why they like it.
Yeah, now, how do you make egg coffee?
Well, I put a little coffee in a cup and about two-thirds of a cup for our, you know, at home.
Yeah.
And then I take an egg, sometime a half an egg, to save a little.
How do you get half an egg?
And mix that egg in with a spoon.
Small chickens.
Mix your egg into the coffee, and then after it's well mixed, put a little water in it.
Yeah.
So it's real kind of loose-like, and then pour it into your boiling water.
And what does it do? What does the egg do to the coffee? Does it make it better tasting?
Better tasting, better color.
Better color. It gives it better color?
Right.
More kind of clear-like,
yes,
I find?
Yes, it'll settle after a little while.
Yeah, after it settles?
Sure.
I find it outstanding. Elizabeth, you're so... Oh, this is... But you made my day.
Oh, thank you.
Elizabeth, I love you.
Restrain yourself.
Oh. 18 minutes now before 7 o'clock. The temperature is 31. The high today, not much more than 33. A little light snow in the Twin Cities. In the Twin Cities, there has been some light snow, and some of the roads are a little slippery. Reminder again that on Lindale, from 39th to 41st, broken water main, two blocks south of the Camden Bridge, so it's kind of messy in that area.
That is closed.
That is that's messy enough to be closed.
Probably closed all day or most of the day.
And hang on in just a minute, Kurt.
Johnny?
Who was that? Oh, that was you, wasn't it? There's a loaf of fresh bread out there that's calling you.
Jerry!
A loaf of bread that's as young as today. A loaf of bread that tells your nose only what fresh bread can. Where? At your Super America. Inside your Super America store is a bakery case full of good things from Super Mom's Bakery. A bakery that rolls the dough before you roll out of bed. Where only the freshest, most natural ingredients are found. Where Vienna loaves and Dutchy crusts fill the air with the sweet smell of goodness.
Claudia. Robert. Margaret.
There's a freshly baked loaf of bread out there that's calling you.
Susan.
At your Super America.
Super America.
This week, a one-pound loaf of Dutchy crust bread is just 59 cents. Stop by and save on this and all the other Super Mom's Bakery specials.
Super America.
16 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's find out what's happening. Here's a short report from Kurt Zimmerman in South St. Paul.
Okay, Chuck, good morning from the stockyards. Here is that quick summary of the closing trade from last week. We had 2,100 cattle, a light test on the choice steers and heifers on Friday. A few choice steers at 55.5 to 57. Top Holsteins brought 53 to 54. And a few choice slaughter heifers on Friday, lightly tested 54 to 55. The cow market closed out with top slaughter cows 33 to 36, a few early at 37. The bull market steady 36 to 48 with a few top bulls 49 to 50. Choice and prime veal calves on Friday brought 75 to 80 cents. Quickly summarizing that feeder cattle auction, we had 800 in. Feeder steers were steady. Holstein steers steady to a dollar higher, but some weakness. In fact, heifer calves were $1 to $2 lower. In the hog alleys on Friday, 4,300 in. Barrels and gelts, half a dollar to a dollar higher. Top barrels and gelts, 54.5 with a few later sales, 53.5 to 54. Sows, 46.5, a few at 47. Boars, 43 to 44. 900 sheep, all classes steady. Shorn slaughter lambs, 47 to 49. Wooled, 45 to 47. Ewes at 5 to 10. And feeder lambs at 42 to 50, buck lambs 35 to 40. Estimates for today at South St. Paul, 2,200 cattle with just under 1,000 head in at 5, 200 calves just a few in, 3,000 hogs with 1,250 in, and 1,000 sheep with 550 in, and Monday is feeder pig day, today 2,500 for the 2 o'clock sale. That's it this morning from South St. Paul.
For many of you around the Twin Cities, the new year has arrived, because this is when the new Cadillacs arrive at Anderson. And it's become somewhat of a ritual to visit Anderson Cadillac to see what's new. What's new today are the magnificent new 1983 Sevilles, Eldorados, Bromes, DeVilles, and Cimarrons. So stop in. Make your resolution to have a happy 1983. A happy Cadillac 1983, by all means. And with Anderson, of course. 7400 Wayzata Boulevard.
It's a quarter to seven. We have the top of the morning show, Real Radio, on the go from Hutchinson, from the Tooman Farm, the Accello Farm, and we have a lot of people gathered here from all around, neighbors and so on, so we have a special prize. Our top of the morning prize is both good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news is the holder of the winning ticket gets a free two-week, all-expense-paid vacation to any spot on the map.
Wow. What's the bad news?
It's a map of Glencoe.
Oh, I see. 31 degrees, Twin Cities. High today, 33. 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. We got Joe Neibauer with us. Joe's the county agent here. Boy, listen to this voice, Roger.
All right. Hello.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, listen, see?
That's beautiful.
Did you hear that? Tell us, Joe, how long have you been out in McLeod County?
Well, in McLeod County, I've been here for about a year. Before that, I was up in Stearns County for about 3 years.
What's being a county agent in McLeod County like?
Oh, it's very interesting. I really like it. I like the area. I used to work for Green Giant for many, many years here, and it's just very enjoyable. I really like the people. There are a lot of good Germans. A few good Norwegians and Swedes.
There aren't very many good Norwegians.
Some good Czechs.
Right on the border of the Czech country here.
Yeah.
So in other words, we got great CCO land folks.
You betcha.
We have. Joe, where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Minnesota, St. Paul campus.
Raised on a farm?
Yes, I was. If I could make a plug for Bird Island.
Bird Island.
Certainly.
He even knows how to pronounce it.
Right.
Oh, you betcha.
It's not Bird
Some
Island.
Some people think it's Bird Island. Yeah. That's
Bird Island.
Yes, Bird Island.
Yeah.
That's where you're from, Renville
right.
County?
Right, Renville County, sugar beet farmers.
Yeah.
There's a few sugar beets in this county, but mostly good dairy farmers and crop farmers.
Be a lot like Stearns County then, actually.
Right. Yeah. Very much like it. I think that was one of the reasons why I wanted to come here.
You have three bosses, like most county agents?
Yes. Yeah. That makes it very frustrating.
We have
the federal government, the state, and the university, and the county.
So he really has to replace, like us.
Yeah, I only have one, and that's Tina.
Yeah.
She's out doing the chores now. I wrote the poem about Hutchinson.
Oh, that'll be nice, yeah. August. It's 12 minutes to 7, by the way.
Yeah. I discovered her there in a town named Hutch. I knew when she saw me she didn't see much. We talked about this and that and such, and I was good and I didn't touch until one night I held her in my clutch. And now here I am walking on this crutch.
Very good, August. Very good. We're broadcasting the top of the morning show from WCCO Radio from our Farm City Day location.
This August is a ham today, isn't
he? Something else. Yeah, I wonder who helped him write that poem.
Tina, I don't know.
He wrote that.
Say, Ray pardon?
We were talking to Joe Neibauer, who is the McLeod County agent.
Ray Christensen has probably some sports highlights.
Let's hear them.
No, I'm just going to talk about the Vikings game.
Oh, yeah, or the Gophers.
I tell you what, we'll leave that up to Bud Grant in a minute.
Okay, the Vikings lost to Green Bay 26-7, and we will leave that to Bud Grant in a minute. In a community college game at Cedar Falls, Iowa, some comeback for Normandale Community College. It was 14-0 Iowa Central at the half, and Normandale came on to win it 23-21. Joe Salem will be in about 8:20 this morning. Brief review of the season past and a look ahead at the season to come. This is Ray Christensen, WCCO Sports.
Say, Dayton's animated Christmas auditorium in downtown Minneapolis is always one of the highlights of the holiday season. This year may be Dayton's wildest Christmas ever, with Pippi Longstocking and her adventures recreated before your very eyes. You see monkeys in top hats, a circus tent full of clowns, kind of like CCO, and more surprises. For a rousing good time, round up the young and the young at heart, and come to Dayton's wildest Christmas ever. Complete with Santa Claus and Pippi Longstocking cookies. Now through December 26th, Dayton's 8th Floor Auditorium, downtown Minneapolis.
It didn't say that in there, but kind of like WCC.
No.
You ad-libbed.
Yeah. So it's 31 degrees high today, 33, light snow. Some of the roads in the Twin Cities, well, we'll find out from our traffic reporter right after we hear from Sid and Bud. And find out about that game yesterday. Last I heard, we were ahead 7-6. Bud Grant, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, with Sid Hartman, sports editor of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, brought to you by the Cooper Tire Dealer, Columbus Tire and Auto Service, east of Noble on 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park, and by a family of great Royal Crown beverages, RC Cola, Diet Right, Decaffeinated RC, and RC 100.
We've got to taste the difference. We've got it. What a difference. We've got it. Taste RC and you'll agree. We've got the taste.
Yeah,
me and my RC. The taste to beat. We've got it.
But looking back to that game on Sunday with Green Bay, you lost 26-7. A lot of people think that the Packers had an edge because their players worked out together most of the time during the strike. Your players worked out individually. Was that a factor?
No, I don't think so. You know, they say they worked out together. Who knows how much they did. I know that Lofton, who was one of the premier receivers in the league, maybe the best receiver in the league, worked out regularly. He caught two passes for 19 yards. Jefferson, who didn't work out with them at all, was in California the whole time, you know, caught five passes for 80 yards. I'm not sure that in football it's like basketball, baseball, or hockey, where you can do things that are common to the game, like blocking and tackling. By working out, you can run around, you can exercise, you can maintain some kind of conditioning, which I think we did. But working out together really doesn't mean that you've maintained the things that you have to do to play football.
How did you feel about the game overall after the long layoff? Do you think the players played pretty well on both sides?
Well, I thought it was competitive for a half. But there was something missing. I'm not sure I've put my finger on it. The enthusiasm by both teams, I think, was missing. I can remember playing down in Milwaukee the first game that we ever won when Lombardi was coaching. It was electric, the stands, the teams. Every trip we've ever made to Green Bay or Milwaukee has been just one of the, you know, the great rivalries. Players always very intense, very up for the games. I noticed lack of enthusiasm by the players on both sides. I thought our players lacked enthusiasm. I didn't see it in Green Bay's players. And, you know, we're on the same side of the field, so we get close observation of the other team. And the fans, I mean, it wasn't a sellout. The fans had a lot of things to get excited about, but really the excitement wasn't anywhere near the level it is and has been in other trips to Milwaukee.
Is Green Bay that much better than the Vikings?
Oh, I don't think so. You know, you look at our defense played pretty well. We stopped them, won the one-yard line, the eight-yard line. They settled for two field goals. We got a good drive, drove 80 yards, got a touchdown. You know, then they got a big play and finally got a deflection in the end zone for one touchdown. Then they got another fumble recovery they picked off in the air on the opening kickoff of the second half for a touchdown. We stopped them on their next drive down there on the one-yard line. They finally got in on third and one. They were less than in a half a yard. You know, they moved the ball a little bit, you know, during the game. Their field position was much better than ours. And yet, as well as they played, I'm not discouraged in the fact that I don't think we can't compete with, you know, other teams. The score is maybe a little misleading. They deserve to win. They played better than we did. But overall, I would say that, you know, we'd like to play them again. And if we played them again, I think we could reverse it.
Bud Grant of the Vikings, this is Sid Hartman.
The winter storm season is here. Slip and slide time, right? Wrong. Because with Cooper Tires, you can have the best winter traction and riding comfort, too. For American cars and imports as well, Cooper has top-quality Weathermaster radials, belted and four-ply polyester cord winter traction tires at less than top price. Cooper dealers also sell high-quality radial and bias-ply light truck winter traction tires for pickups and vans. For the best of both worlds, traction and comfort, buy a set of Cooper Tires' finest all-season radial, the Lifeliner 365. It's backed by a no-charge replacement limited warranty. That's Cooper, the tire with two names on it. The name Cooper and the name of the man who built that tire. Get the best of both worlds, winter traction and riding comfort, at everyday low discount prices at your Cooper dealer.
Area Cooper Tire dealers are Tice Brothers, 2933 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis, and Forbes Auto Store, 1140 Highway 7 West in Hutchinson. 5 minutes before 7, 31 degrees, Dean Spratt, our trafficologist. Dean?
Well, we're beginning to have a couple of accidents and things of that nature as we get into the rush hour. We've got an accident off the freeway down in Cottage Grove on Point Douglas Road in the 8,000 block of Point Douglas Road. That a very serious accident. Also an accident being reported now on East River Road north of 494, actually in front of FMC. And Anoka County in route to that one as well. A few spin-outs and stalls and things of that nature. We have one lane blocked southbound on Normandale Boulevard in Bloomington, just north of 90th Street, a semi-stall down there. Some slippery conditions on the freeways. The freeways themselves not in too bad a shape. However, the bridges and the ramps slippery, and of course the side streets around the metro here are quite slippery as well. The maintenance crews are out salting and sanding, and again, Lindale Avenue in both directions from 39th Avenue to 41st Avenue, that's just on the south end of the Camden Bridge, is closed at this time. We have a 36-inch water main that broke there shortly after 2 o'clock this morning. That will most likely be closed most of the day. Crews will be on the scene repairing that, so do use caution in that area. Again, that's Lindale from 39th to 41st Avenues North.
A message to parents from the Institute for Motivational Development. Is your child throwing away his future? An underachiever seems determined to mess up anything that's important to their future, like school, like those hard-to-get jobs you've helped them get. For some unexplained reason, the world always seems to go against them. Underachievers deny that the real problem is themselves. Instead, they tell us not to worry. Everything will turn out all right. Underachievers are so afraid of failing that they must reject anything that they might learn from someone who is succeeding. In fact, they often surround themselves with other underachievers who mutually kid themselves that everything will work out all right. If you're concerned about your son or daughter throwing away their future, call IMD today at 926-3000. Remember, underachievers deny they have a problem. It's you, the parents, who must act. To discuss your underachiever's problem, call IMD today at 926-3000. Office is located in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Look at that clock. 2.5 minutes before 7 o'clock. We've got Chet and Sally Mackey. They are Jeannie Tooman's folks. Hi, Chet and Sally.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yuba Paiva. You're city folks.
Yes.
From Hutch, that means that Jeannie is a city girl.
Right.
And she came out to the farm, for heaven's sakes. Say something there, Sally.
We're real proud of Jeannie becoming a farmer's wife, that she lived in town all her growing up years. And I think the first time that I realized she was really a farmer's wife was when I came out here and she was pulling a calf. And I thought, oh, really?
Oh, pulling it around the yard, you mean?
No.
No?
Hey, it's weather time on CCO Radio.
Discover buried treasure in your home and bring it to Rose Galleries. Well, they'll accept your valuables on consignment and sell them at auction for you. Rose Galleries in Roseville at 1123 West County Road B.
Take her away, Billy.
We'll give you a real quick look at the weather here. Some light snow fell in the Twin Cities and froze on the cars overnight. Heavier snow fell to the northwest, with St. Cloud picking up 7 inches of new snow. And a traveler's advisory is in effect this morning from around Cambridge to Duluth, and that includes Highway 35 toward Duluth. Radar now shows a band of light snow from Carver and Hennepin counties to St. Croix Falls and Spooner, Wisconsin. We're watching a new low-pressure system. It's developing in the southern plains, and it could bring more snow to the eastern portions of the five-state region by later today or tonight. We're going to have to watch it for you. Behind it, cold air pushing in across the Dakotas. Williston is down to 3 below right now. So around the area, looks like the Twin Cities will be cloudy skies, some light snow today with a high near 33. Tonight, cloudy, a possibility of some light snow lingering with a low near 13. Tomorrow will become clear to partly cloudy, turning colder with a high around 20, and that's going to be the way it will be the rest of the week. Winds north to northwest 5 to 15 miles per hour. 60% chance of measurable snow today. Right now, Hibbing has light snow and 16. Eau Claire is clear in 27. Twin Cities snow falling. Wind north at 8 miles per hour. Rising barometer, 31 degrees.
So many people here besides the Tumans themselves, like the Farinballs, Harry and Vivian, the Windens, Marilyn Lynette, Daryl and Jan Luthens. We had David and Connie Pop, Dick and Deb Kosick, Stemple Johnson, Lauren and Laura Olson. And Tumans, thank you so much. We'll see you at the Hutch Cafe at 10. This is WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Yay! Now the news, brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines, with a low fare of just $125 each way on a round-trip purchase to Washington, D.C.